at
podcasts.pcrcollective.org.
So come live or listen later, or to every happy hour mic Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. at Radio FL Mutiny Radio. I just fucked that up again. What the fuck is wrong with me?
Yeah, yeah. You got it.
I got it. You got this. That tragedy.
Billy Bob, you ever want to be funny?
Well, my dogs think I'm funny, Daryl.
Well, I mean, you ever want to be, like, in front of an audience? Like, other than, like, squirrels, dogs, and dead persons?
Oh, shit. From time to time, I've been giving it a thought or two.
You know, if you go to Joke Workshop, there's more than two peoples paying attention to your jokes, and they ain't even gonna be jerks about it.
Daryl, are you serious? I can get people to listen to my jokes?
And they'll even say nice things to you before they tell you how to get improvements.
No way. What is this dag-nabbit thing called?
It's Joke Workshop.
Joke Workshop?
Yep, every Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. on the Mutant Radius.
So you're saying I could tell my jokes every Monday from 6 to 8?
That's what I'm saying. It's the Joke Workshop Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Mutant Radius. Yahoo!
Love me.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Shaggy's Soul Shakedown here on Mutiny Radio. Feel free to give me a call at any time tonight. The number to the station is 550-0511. Once again, this is Shaggy's Soul Shakedown Party on Mutiny Radio. Feel free to give me a call at 415-550-0511.
But whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky.
Funky.
One, two, three.
Make it funky.
Make it funky. Huh. Make it funky.
I got to
make it funky. Make it funky. Make it funky.
Tell me.
Make it funky.
Know it is.
Make it funky.
Good God. Ain't enough.
Listen to Shaggy's Soul Shakedown on Mutiny Radio. Feel free to give me a call at 415-550-0511. 415-550-0511. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. Of course, we'll get to some of my yapping, some poetry, some jokes, some Florida files. But right now, we're just going to steer it up.
Come on and stir it up.
Your fire.
Girl, I satisfy your heart desire. Say that spirit, yeah.
Every minute.
All you gonna do, baby, is keep me in it.
Oh, yeah.
Little darling, let's stir it up. Oh, let's stir it up. Come on.
Holla River Drive, Holla River Drive.
listening to Shaggy's Soul Shakedown on Mutiny Radio. Feel free to give me a call at 415-550-0511. Until then, we're going to feel them spirits.
Oh.
Shaggy's Soul Shakedown on Mutiny FM Radio. Lively up yourself on Shaggy Soul Shakedown.
Lively up yourself and don't be no dread.
Lively up yourself.
Reggae is another bed. You rock so like you never did before. You did so, did you, my love? You come so.
Alright, we're going to turn that down a little bit, and we're going to get to our music calendar. Tonight is your night. No, tonight, the only show there is worth going to is George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic at the New Parish over in Oakland. That would be the only show I have to recommend for tonight. Tomorrow night, I would recommend New Orleans Suspects at Slim's. Good funk, just like we're listening to right now. There's Chuck Prophet and The Mission Express at the Great American Music Hall. Also a very good, good time. Let's see, what else do we have on the docket? Free Peoples at Doc's Lab in North Beach. It's a cheap show, and... yeah, always a good Free Peoples is always a fun time. Chum, the Fish local Fish tribute band, is playing at Neck of the Woods on Clement. We're going to turn that down a little bit. Let's see here. What else do we have? Just to let you know, I go to bislist.com for all my music info. They have all the great shows for funk and rock and everything in between. Anything that will get your ass moving and your body grooving. All right, we're gonna There we go. That's a little bit more appropriate. Here we go. We're going to turn it up a little bit. All right. Getting back to the music calendar. Hope you're all doing well. Hope you're enjoying the music I'm laying down for you. Feel free to give me a call at any time at 415-550-0511. We got Phil Lesh at the Great Room this Friday at Terrapin Crossroads. You know, it's his place. I'm sure he'll have lots of people coming and playing with him, like Jason Crosby, who's a local there. Other than that, let's see. I don't see anything that really floats my boat aside from... Oh, here we go. It's out down in Santa Cruz, Monophonics. They were up here last weekend. So much fun. Blackberry Smoke is also playing tomorrow at the Catalyst down in Santa Cruz. They're a great rock band. They're very southern rock. They sound a lot like Lynyrd Skynyrd or the Black Crowes or, I don't know, Allman Brothers Band. Given whatever song they're playing. They even have a little country feel to them every so often, but they rock. It's a great show. I'm looking forward to, I think they're coming to the Fillmore, or let's see, let me hunt them down real quick. Let's see, ooh, Saturday, Saint Germain at the Mezzanine. Saint Germain is kind of a trancy, such, and yes, this is the show I will be going to, Blackberry Smoke at the Fillmore. Great show. Looking forward to that. That looks like it in terms of shows I would recommend. Monophonics is coming back up to Oakland on Saturday. They are playing at the New Parish Music Hall, so if you don't feel like joining me at the Fillmore for Blackberry Smoke, you can, and you're living in the East Bay, check out the New Parish. It's a great small club, balcony viewing as well, and the Monophonics are some of the best funk music going out there. If you're up in the North Bay, you got Shayna Morrison, Van Morrison's daughter, playing at the Sweetwater. And I think that, also up north in Petaluma at the Mystic Theater is Petty Theft, Tom Petty cover band. They're fun. Hot Monk Tavern is having Poor Man's Whiskey up in Sebastopol. Another great fun. They're bluegrass, but kind of rocking, very rocking bluegrass. Lots of fun. So if you're up there, that's what I would recommend. That does it for the music calendar for this week. We'll be getting back to some musical notes in just one moment. Let me find a little bit more. Let's see here. Sorry, folks. Here we go. There we go. All right, folks. We're going the country with this one. We'll be right back with a little music news.
Ooh.
You're listening to Mutiny Radio and Shaggy's Soul Shakedown. The other week, I was giving a shout-out to some cousins, and, you know, I missed one. One very, very, very important cousin. We had a good bonding experience on Easter. We shared some stories and had some laughs. Sylvia, I hope you found a new pet cedar, and you're giving it lots of pets and love, and I look forward to seeing you at the next family gathering. I'll hopefully have a new magic trick for all you cousins out there. But Sylvia, hope you're having a good night, Sylvia.
Pack my things and hit the road.
This week's musical calendar, we have some great birthdays out there. Herbie Hancock is 76. Louis Johnson, Henry Mancini from Pink Panther fame, and Jerry Rafferty. But most important, my man Al Green. Al Green celebrated a birthday today. He's 70 years old. Fade into a little birthday boy Herbie Hancock music.
Boop, 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 boop.
only darkness every day. You're listening to Shaggy's Soul Shakedown on Mutiny Radio. Feel free to give me a call at 415-550-0511. We'll begin into some news in just 1 second. Get to one of our first segments. Do our Florida file today. All right, today a man is facing his fifth DUI after dozing off in a golf cart. Maybe he shouldn't have taken the fifth in honor of his fifth DUI bust. Chad Basford from Calumet Grove. He was found snoozing in a golf cart in the wee hours of the morning. The golf cart allegedly had its headlights and taillights on when deputies arrived. Basford fessed up to doing some considerable drinking. It was, again, his fifth DUI. Thank you, Florida, for always giving us something to laugh about. I'd like to say hello to my buddy Kirk. He just texted me saying he's listening in. Kirk, if you feel like talking about all the crazies at Trader Joe's in the at the demo station, feel free to give me a call at 415-550-0511. Again, that's Mutiny Radio. You're listening to Shaggy Soul Shakedown at 415-550-0511. Talk to me about anything you want, about how weird people in Florida are, about dumb North Carolina bathroom sex law. We'll get to that in just 1 second. So when there's something that caught my eye, and typically I'll do a Florida file, but I try and keep my news local. But this Indonesian pop star, Irma Buell, she died after a cobra bit her on stage during her concert on Sunday. I guess it was 2 Sundays ago, I should say. Apparently she likes to perform with a snake on stage and even, hold it quite a bit during her performance, and during the second song she accidentally stepped on the snake's tail. The snake bit her on the thigh. She was offered an antidote from the snake handler, but she refused, and at first she didn't seem affected by it, and she thought, I guess she was thinking that she had the king cobra she had was defanged. She was told that it was safe, and obviously it wasn't, because after about 45 minutes of performing, she collapsed and died after seizing and vomiting. I hope they got their money back. That would be one hell of a performance. You're listening to Shaggy Soul Shakedown on Mutiny Radio.
so you dip so deep through my door. You come so, you come so. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Stand so, you stand so. Ah, Lively up yourself and don't be no dread. Lively up yourself. Reggae is another band. Lively up yourself and don't say no.
Listen to Shaggy Soul Shakedown on Mutiny Radio. All right, last week, this will make up for our marijuana section of our program. Last week, I was talking about how the DEA had promised to check into rescheduling marijuana from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 2 drug. And unfortunately, Obama has failed yet again. I've trumpeted a couple of times as how he promised during his first campaign that he would not use federal money to go after medicinal clubs, and he did. He did so more than George Bush in his full 8 years. He busted more medicinal marijuana shops than George Bush. And in typical political fashion, he decided that anything that comes to him this year concerning the rescheduling of marijuana would be bypassed in this election year. He does not want to cost Democrats votes. Let's see here. The original intent, this is something I didn't touch on before. Now, the original intent for these, for this scheduling one of marijuana was actually an attack on the culture of hippies and blacks in order to imprison them more. They felt like these groups in our society were gaining too much power with the Black Panthers and just the overall black power movement you know, once they reached civil rights in the 60s and, you know, started demanding more rights and an end to institutional racism. The government decided to do something about it. And same with the hippies. All of a sudden, you know, peace, love, and happiness actually started becoming a thing. And so the government under Nixon decided to criminalize marijuana and make it so that it could not be used in any medicinal form. It could not be studied in any way as to the benefits to our society. And they shoved it up there and, you know, made it even more illegal than cocaine. Cocaine is a Schedule II drug, meaning it can be studied and used all they want, because, you know, the elite white people were using cocaine, you know, whereas anybody can smoke marijuana. So, yeah, if any kids are listening, run out of the room in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So, Obama, thanks, but no thanks, and fuck you very much. Listen to Shaggy's Soul Shakedown on Mutiny Radio FM. This is in honor of Henry Mancini's birthday today. Brings us to our first poem of the evening. This elephant in my room has crushed more than I could ever remember I held. I will just have to sweep up out the pieces and start fresh. After I shoot the motherfucker, of course, haul him out piece by piece through the front door. He won't go by himself. No matter how many treats I try, or promises of open planes, or pokes and jabs at his behind. And so, it's time to bring him down the hard way. I may have to scrub my floors of blood, but at least I'll have meat for months, and so much more space in the long run. Tonight you're getting a double dose. These are both brought to you by Noah Singularity. The day was a set of bamboo chimes, their gentle knocking, hollow in the best of ways, like a glass of wine, like a glass waiting for wine, like the hole in the tree trunk for the creatures. Hey, let's start this over, because I can do that. It's my show. All right, here we go. The day was a set of bamboo chimes, their gentle knocking, hollow in the best of ways, like a glass waiting for wine, like the hole in the tree trunk for the creatures, like the dark night bare and ready for a ripening moon, like the carved flute, like the conch shell, like open lips, like all spaces meant for making music. The day was. Listening to Shaggy's Soul Shakedown. To a little This Day in History. We have a trio of tragedies today. On this day, Abraham Lincoln was shot by John Wilkes Booth at Ford's Theater in Washington, D.C. in 1865. Also on this day, in 1912, the Titanic hit the iceberg at 1140 off Newfoundland and sank. And worst of all, in 1994, Billy Crystal and Chrissy Brinkley announced plans to file for divorce. Sad day today. You are listening to Shaggy's Soul Shakedown on Mutiny Radio. Feel free to give me a call at 415-550-0511.
Deep to find his, couldn't sleep, is on the real, he had five kids. Live niggas, real niggas express and taste it. And crap games, black dames and big faces, cases in court. Fam showing love and support. You and your baby's mom thought the love was a sport. As men, we were taught to hold it in. That's why we don't know how till we older men. If love is a place I'ma go again, at least now I know to go with.